California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. There's a big search for a new department chair of the Viticulture and Enology Research Center at Cal State Fresno. Nat DiBudio is an alumnus from Fresno State, and he noted the agricultural industry is all in.
Overall, industry is feeding the world, and we need industry to support this search for the chairman of the department, and the industry is supporting the search. Overall, the university is supporting the search, and we need to get the right person in there. So we're asking anyone out there that knows anyone that would be qualified to apply for this position to reach out to the university. We need to have the right person to provide the education and the research and the leadership going into the next century so we can provide the education for students and leaders into the industry, into the future.
And that WOTUS rule? There's some good news about that. Our Lauren Dutra has the report.
The Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS rule, is ultimately doomed. Already on life support before the election, the controversial Clean Water Act jurisdiction rule faces dozens of lawsuits, a nationwide stay, and scrutiny by the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Congressional opponents and industry groups say the rule is invasive, hastily written, and illegal. Furthermore, President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to repeal it.
When it comes to the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, local control is the key, and it's being set up in the Turlock area. Brian German has the details.
A new agency is starting to take shape in the Turlock Irrigation District as part of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. It will include cities and other public entities that pump wells within the district, serving an area from South Modesto to Hillmar. The partners will be meeting December 16th to vote on forming the new agency. If approved, the newly established West Turlock Subbasin Groundwater Sustainability Agency would work on a plan looking at current pumping levels, recharge and irrigation, along with potential projects for better water management.
Gar Tutulian Company has been awarded a great honor. Lori Green has more.
The Reedley-based company has been selected by industry peers as the 2016 Ag Retailer of the Year, representing the United States. The award, sponsored by the Ag Retailers Association and Ag Professional Magazine, honors agricultural retailers who represent the best in innovative business practices, community and industry leadership, environmental stewardship, customer service, and effective employee development. Established in 1949, GAR is a community leader in the central San Joaquin Valley, providing custom fertilizer and crop protection products to growers.
Silit 65WG is an almond fungicide that's ready again to protect that valuable crop this spring. Jim Adiscavage, professor and plant pathologist at UC Riverside.
The Silit product is excellent for shot hole and scab, and if we mix it with something at bloom time for brown rot, we can get the best of all worlds.
Silit 65WG.
Big congrats to Lone Star Ranch, who was awarded the California Leopold Conservation Award for stewardship of natural resources. The ranch is located in the Eureka area of Northern California and was established in 1896. Again, congratulations. This is California Ag Today.